My car passed the 100,000-mile mark on the day after Easter. I watched my odometer as 5 9s all changed into zeros and wondered if my poor little 94 Aspire would make it for another 100,000 miles. Fords are not built as strong quite as birds, and this car doesn't have a prayer of clocking the mileage of, say, a barn swallow. In swooping back and forth through the air to catch flying insects, a barn swallow flies about 600 miles every day. At that rate, its odometer easily clocks 100,000 miles every 5.5 months. Barn swallows don't just fly around in circles, though. They also fly round trip between North and South America annually. Swallows nesting in the Yukon fly back and forth to Argentina, 7,000 miles away, every year of their lives. Yet despite their mileage, they can last for over 8 years and well over 1 million miles. Wouldn't you expect even a small car to be sturdier than a fragile bird which weighs in at only 3/4 of an ounce? The other extremely long-distance migrants are also species that spend much of their lives on the wing, like the common nighthawk and the peregrine falcon and the Arctic tern. Nighthawks swoop about in the air for hours every night catching flying insects. Little wonder they have the stamina to fly down to southern South America and back each year. Arctic terns spend their days flying above lakes and seacoasts, watching for fish near the surface, which they snap up. These longest flyers of all migrate between the Arctic Circle and the Antarctic Circle every year. The all-time flight speed record for a migrating bird was made in 1985. A tiny shorebird called a semi-palmated sandpiper was captured and banded at Plymouth Beach, Massachusetts on August 12th. When it was released, it flew all the way to Guyana, 2,800 miles away, just to be shot by a hunter on August 15th. The bird was sold for food, but the hunter mailed the band number to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, who in turn notified the bander. The oddest thing about this flight was the bird's amazing fuel economy. The sandpiper weighed only 24 grams, 1/5 of an ounce, in Massachusetts. Shorebirds usually fatten up as much as possible before heading on south. This species normally weighs about 40 grams before taking leave of the United States. So a 2,800-mile flight in only 4 days by this undersized bird was truly an Olympian feat, one my poor car would be utterly incapable of. Of course, if there's a fastest long-distance flyer, there also must be a slowest one, the pokey little puppy of the bird world. That distinction probably belongs to a young pigeon in the Bronx Zoo named 1708, who was sent off 213 miles to Washington, D.C. in a race in 1932. All her coop mates quickly returned, but it took her fully 8 years to check in, making her rate of flight an average of 16 feet per hour, a speed my little Ford Aspire might envy on some frigid blizzardy days in the Northland. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.